this evening. The first item being Lands of Dutch Brothers LLC, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of a 5-acre plus or minus parcel of land into 3 lots plus residual lands off of a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot number 1 consists of 1.2 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot number 2 consists of 1.16 acres plus or minus, and proposed lot number 3 consists of 1.43 acres plus or minus, with the proposed residual lands containing 1.30 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the south and southeast sides of Dodtown Road, that's Sussex County Route 293. The property is not located within any established transportation improvement district or TID. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 17, Parcel 17.06. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
On this one, I would just, the only thing I would ask is that they have an agreement on who's going to handle the road when it for that easement, who's going to take care of it. Okay. Yep. I just want to make sure. Okay. Then I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Dutch Brothers LLC with final to be by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. Moving second to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Dutch Brothers LLC with final approval to be by the staff subject receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the lands of Wyatt F. Hammond minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of a 2.41 acre plus or minus parcel into 1 lot and residual lands, with parcel A off of a proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement. Parcel A consists of 1.17 acres plus or minus, while the residual lands contain 1.24 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the west side of South Old State Road, that's Sussex County Route 213. The property is not located within any established transportation improvement district or TID. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 31, Parcel 37, and the zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Wyatt F. Hammond, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Wyatt F. Hammond with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Subdivision 2005-16, Cypress Creek Estates, determination as to substantially underway status.
Cypress Creek Estates was originally approved as a 170-lot subdivision, or 175-lot. It was later converted into two separate subdivisions, Cypress Creek Estates containing 78 lots and Cubbage Pond Estates containing 97 lots. Please note that although they were approved as two subdivisions, as revisions to the original subdivision, county records still consider them as part of the original subdivision application, which is 2005-16. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of Thursday, March the 1st, 2006. Following this, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved 4 separate time extension requests for the subdivision on March 15th, 2007, October 1st, 2015, January 1st, 2016, and January 12th, 2016. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of Thursday, October 17th, 2007. The final subdivision plan was recorded on November 2nd of 2007. The subdivision code states that any major subdivision approval granted by the commission shall be rendered null and void if substantial construction is not actively and continuously maintained on the use within 5 years of the date of the recordation of the final plat, and that's section 99-40A. Therefore, the plans were valid until November 2nd of 2012. During this time, the owner of the property initiated the process of splitting the subdivisions into two separate subdivisions, Cypress Creek Estates and Cubbage Pond Estates. In 2013, the Sussex County Council adopted Ordinance 2288, which extended approvals related to subdivisions, conditional uses, and RPC district approvals, and which stated, any recorded subdivision plat valid as of January 1st, 2013 shall remain valid until January 1st, 2016, or the expiration of the current approval, whichever is later. This extended the approval time frame for the subdivision until January 1st of 2016. On January 12, 2016, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved a six-month time extension, which was valid until July 1st of 2016. The subdivision was deemed to be substantially underway on July 6th of 2016 by the Director of Planning and Zoning. In order to confirm whether the subdivision may have lapsed, an aerial drone inspection of the subject site was undertaken, photos which have been included in the Commission's packet this evening. Staff have also received an explanatory letter from the legal representative of the current administrator of the estate for the property, which details that the former property owner, due to incapacity, was unable to seek any further extensions to the subdivision. And staff are now requesting that the commission make a determination as to whether the project is still deemed to be substantially underway.
So if I could add to that, and before I do that, for you all and the members of the audience, apparently I'm the only one that got told that it was ugly sweater night. Not
oh, mine is ugly.
Come on. Somebody gave me the wrong information. But anyways, in case folks in the audience are wondering why I'm wearing a Krampus sweater. Anyhow, so on this one, the information in the record from the legal or the attorney representing it is that it's in litigation. It was tied up in an estate. Now there's litigation that's pending in the Court of Chancery on that estate. Mr. Wheatley and I, and he may recall this, the commission has a history of and a policy. Whenever there's litigation, that basically puts a hold on those time frames because, you know, you can't do anything if you're tied up in court and you're you don't have any control over the time frames that the courts have. For example, if somebody had filed an appeal on some approval and it went to, say, Chancery Court, and then it went to, say, Superior Court, and you won, we wouldn't say, well, congratulations, you won on appeal, but too bad your time's expired, you know, that sort of thing. So I think really the issue on this one's not so much whether it was substantially underway or substantially under construction, it's that the time period's told while it's under construction. And I think that would be the motion to just not take any action on it until such time as that litigation's complete. So the
motion would be just to table it or not take any action, or
I would say the motion would be that the time frames concerning the approvals are told or on hold until such time as the litigation is resolved. So,
but did the litigation start? When did that's my question. When did the litigation start? Because was he already out of the time frame before that started?
I know there was questions about incapacity. I don't know, without going back through the file, if
he died in 2020.
Yeah.
And it was like the year before that.
Right. And then I think the issue now is, you know, who now is going to administer that estate? And until you have that resolved, you can't even really officially do anything with regard to the county. So.
Well, I think we can just not take
not take action until the lawsuit's resolved in the court, and then it comes back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the motion, I think, would be, though, I think you have to take some action because it's out there.
Right.
You know, basically that all the timeframes are on hold until the litigation's complete. And you could add in there that the applicant would need to give, you know, an update every 6 months as to the status of the litigation, just so that it doesn't, you know, kind of get lost in the shuffle.
Okay, great. Ms. Wingate, is that your motion?
That is my motion. Okay. So moved.
Second.
Second. Okay, it's moved and seconded I'm not sure how to say that other than to say just call for the question rather than repeat the motion. I think everybody's clear on.
Well, and it's the motion is that the timeframes are on hold pending the litigation, with the applicant being required to give 6 month updates on the status of litigation.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right.